Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's also Flower Auntie's birthday today. Our dear friend Robin, Flower Auntie on X. Happy birthday, my friend. Thanks for all your wonderful support over the years. We appreciate you very, very much. The Zeoli Army loves you. Happy birthday, and hope you have a great day. So welcome back. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our first live show there is going to be on June 20th. And now's the time for you to make your Memorial Day reservations, because before you know it, Memorial Day is going to be here. And if you don't, then the rooms are going to be gone and you're going to be missing out. So make sure you do that today. All right. So basically, if you're just joining us, then you might have just gotten out of work and you're wondering what the president announced. It was a very long speech. We'll pull some audio for you of what the president announced today. But basically, here's the bottom line. We're looking at a 10% baseline tariff on every country. So that's the baseline begin, which is lower than what the countries were expecting it was going to be. They thought it was going to be 25%, maybe higher as well. The president started a lot of this by saying these countries have been unfair to us. And he also said at one point, and Matt, see if you can grab the audio of that for me, please. He also said it would be great if these countries dropped their tariffs against the United States of America. It'd be great if we level the playing field and they don't take advantage of us. And he has this chart in his hands and he goes through what all the countries are charging us in terms of the tariffs to the United States of the goods that we import from their countries. And he said, I could charge the same reciprocity. So, for example, 90% for Vietnam, I could do the same. We're only going to do 46%. And he went through the list of countries like that. Going down the list, he said it would be great if this results in these countries lower their tariffs against the United States of America and we level the playing field and they stop taking advantage of us. If that is the result, great. And maybe it will be. I mean, that's the thing. Maybe that will be the result. Maybe that is exactly what will happen here. I want to play a clip for you. This is from earlier today. If I can find it here. This is the Premier of Ontario, Canada, who was speaking on CNBC today to Andrew Ross Sorkin. And he was saying that, he hopes that he would get rid of all the tariffs that they have if the United States would get rid of the same. So this is cut number 7 from Squawk Box today on CNBC. Take a listen.
Let's sit down and discuss this, because it's just going to hurt American jobs. I can't stress it enough. And, you know, again, he believes he's supporting Americans. He said he was going to create jobs, create wealth, reduce inflation. It's worked the total opposite. Inflation.
But do you think it's fair that you have tariffs on a whole number of products?
That's right. And we'd be willing to take those off tomorrow if he took all the tariffs off. We are not the problem, Andrew. Do you know what the problem is? China's the problem. And he's taking a blind eye to China as they continue to build their critical mineral mass. We have all the critical minerals that our great neighbors need. We have the energy that our great neighbors need.
I just want to go back for a moment. If, in fact, you're prepared to take your tariffs off, why wouldn't you have that negotiation and that conversation now before any tariffs get put in place?
Well, we've had this conversation for over the last month. We don't want tariffs. We have another $65 billion worth of tariffs to launch today. That's the last thing we want to do, because it's just, again, it's going to hurt both countries. It's going to hurt American workers. That's the last thing I want.
You know, Andrew meant take the other ones off, not the ones you're launching today.
You're saying you take all your tariffs off. I'm saying
we will take them all. That's right.
Why has all of that not already happened? And does President Trump know that you'd be prepared to do that?
He knows. And Secretary Lutnick knows that we're willing to take these tariffs off like in the next minute. If he said he's taking their tariffs off, let's look at the auto sector.
Okay. So if that's what happens, then I think everybody would be thrilled, right? Because he holds up this chart and he goes through it. And he lists what the countries. First of all, give me your reaction. Justin's standing by to screen your phone call. 855-839-1210. Are you happy? Are you excited? Are you scared? Are you anxious? Which is kind of the same thing as scared. Maybe not. Kind of a similar word. But let me know your thoughts. You can also wait on the YouTube chat. I'd love to hear you. 855-839-1210. Do you think this is going to lead to the rebirth of American manufacturing? Do you think this is going to lead to higher prices on goods that we use every day? Do you think that will be short term? Do you think this will actually really not happen because these countries will, much like the Ontario of the premier of Ontario said, we'll just strip our tariffs against you. So we'll just get rid of what we have against you. So basically, let me know your thoughts on that. 855-839-1210 and on X at Rich Zeoli. So, you know, Algeria, 59%. Some of the countries are really high, but I mean, 70% from Bosnia and Herzegovina. They got, you know, 65% from North Macedonia, and China, you know, obviously was the one that everybody's talking about right now. That's the big one, right? So the president went into China and he said, you know, China and Japan have been taking advantage of us and ripping us off and going on for a long time. And that has to stop. And you heard the guy from Canada say that there. Now, we make a lot of things in China. A lot of the goods that you buy on a daily basis, obviously, are made in China. And the president pointed out, like, for example, our antibiotics are made over there. Well, I mean, that's ridiculous, because that's a national security thing. If we ever had, God forbid, an actual real pandemic or something that we needed antibiotics for, and we're trusting China to make those, I mean, that's insane. China, 67% tariffs charged to the United States of America on the goods that come into here from China. We are going to hit them back with a 34% reciprocal tariff. That's what's going to happen starting tomorrow. The president just signed this executive order. And a couple of other things to note as well. The stock market, the futures were looking good. They had the ticker going. And they were responding very positive to the president's speech, obviously, but early on. I don't know if they're still looking at that as well. They kind of cut away from it on Fox News. But just from a purely political move, he has an auto worker in the White House, the Rose Garden. The auto worker gets up and speaks and says, "This is great for America. Thank you, Mr. President, for finally doing this." And then announcing that charging half of what our trading partners are charging us makes the foreign actors look like the bad guys here, like they're ripping us off. I mean, they're charging double what we're going to impose on them. And you can imagine if those countries see a way out of this. The way is very clear for them. It is to lower the tariffs that they charge against the United States of America, which is what the president reiterated in his speech several times today. You know, he ran on this, and he does not, and this is part of the reason why all these union guys voted for him, and he was able to win this new coalition of voters, because he said, we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore. If these countries out there are turning around and they're imposing these tariffs on us, we're going to hit back with reciprocal tariffs. So that's what he said. Canada and Mexico, which have been targets of Trump's previous rounds of tariffs and are the United States' top trading partners, were not mentioned for additional tariffs in the president's chart on the detailed country-by-country documents handed out to reporters in the Rose Garden. So they would be getting the 10% baseline tariff, the 10% universal baseline tariff. But again, is this now a method of coercion, or is this actually what's going to be happening? The EU is responding by saying the following. For the EU, one of America's most important trading partners, 20% tariffs are going to be painful. Over the past week, they've been hearing expectations for anything between 10 and 25% from officials and staffers. But this is clearly at the upper end of the range it was expected. And this is what the president said early on in his speech to all the foreign presidents and prime ministers and others who are going to be soon asking for exemptions to these tariffs. Take a listen.
Likewise to all of the foreign presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, ambassadors, and everyone else who will soon be calling to ask for exemptions from these tariffs, I say, terminate your own tariffs, drop your barriers, don't manipulate your currencies. They manipulate their currencies like nobody can even believe, which is a bad, bad thing and very devastating to us. And start buying tens of billions of dollars of American goods. Tariffs give our country protection against those that would do us economic harm. And many people were looking to do us economic harm. Maybe not so obviously, but they were doing tremendous economic harm.
He also held up a chart showing the tariffs of other nations imposed on the United States and the reciprocal tariffs that we placed on them. They charge us, we charge them. Take a listen.
So if you look at that, China, first row, China, 67%. That's tariffs charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and trade barriers. So 67%, I think you can, for the most part, see it. Those with good eyes, with bad eyes. We didn't want to bring, it's very windy out here. We didn't want to bring out the big charts because it had no chance of standing. Fortunately, we came armed with a little smaller chart. So it's 67%. So we're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%. I think, in other words, they charge us, we charge them, we charge them less. So how can anybody be upset? They will be, because we never charge anybody anything. But now we're going to charge. European Union, they're very tough, very, very tough traders. You know, you think of European Union, very friendly. They rip us off. It's so sad to see. It's so pathetic. 39%, we're going to charge them 20%, so we're charging them essentially half. Vietnam, great negotiators, great people. They like me, I like them. The problem is they charge us 90%. We're going to charge them 46% tariff.
The Steel Manufacturers Association putting out the following statement. SMA is proud to celebrate with POTUS today. President Trump is a champion of the domestic steel industry. The recently reinvigorated 232 steel tariffs have already started creating American jobs and bolstering the domestic steel industry. So there you go. I mean, you heard him say it. You drop your tariffs against us, and you know, we'll drop our tariffs against you. But, you know, the particular part of it, too, that I think is very hard to argue with is, if you are a free trader, if you are somebody who believes in free trade, how can you be OK with a country imposing 90% tariffs on the United States of America and we don't impose any on them? I don't really know how you can justify that, why that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I understand that people are very nervous about these tariffs causing the price of our goods to spike up. But if these companies are levying these tariffs on the United States of America, you're buying stuff that's made in Vietnam and Cambodia and these other countries. And yeah, that's getting passed on to you as the consumer. I mean, it's still cheaper probably to manufacture it there than the United States, given the wages and given the requirements to produce things. But I mean, theoretically, wouldn't the price go down if they wind up lowering their tariffs that they impose on the United States of America? Because I mean, you're eating that now as a consumer. I would imagine that would be something that would be a good result of this. The president also said the United States can no longer produce enough antibiotics to treat our sick. We import virtually all of our computers, iPhones, televisions, phones, televisions, and electronics. A single shipyard in China now produces more ships in 1 year than all the American shipyards combined. Chronic trade deficits are no longer an economic problem. They are a national emergency, the president said. So what's your reaction to this? 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Charlie is in Philly. Charlie, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Am I on?
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I remember back in the 80s, I was working at the Bud Company at Red Lion Road, and they had another company that made parts down in the Honey Park section. But it happened then under Ronald Reagan that they called it free trade, and it was jillion tariffs on American cars going into Japan and none for them coming here. And that was when the whole thing swung around and it made Toyota and, Hyundai or whatever, Honda and all these companies, giant companies that were in direct competition with GM and Ford and everybody else. And there never has been free trade with them. The people in Japan don't buy American cars like we buy Japanese. And I don't know what the tariff situation is now, but I don't think it's ever ended, but it's never been free trade. And, another thing hurt the American auto industry was Reagan stopped them from being able to write off on their taxes the interest on car loans. And that really hurt the car industry in this country. But tariffs definitely have a direct impact.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say Reagan did it. I don't think it's fair to say Reagan did that. But look, your point about the reciprocity here is what the president's trying to fix. So I'm guessing you agree with him on this, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is this one of the reasons why you voted for him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right, Charlie. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. The president also talked about, weigh in. Let me know what you think. Do you support this? Do you oppose it? You feel this is great for the country? Are you nervous about prices? Give me your analysis on this and give me your take. The president brought up NAFTA. Which obviously, was, again, supposed to be free trade. But I think everybody, even from somebody mentioned Ross Perot in the YouTube comments, NAFTA has not worked out great for the United States of America in terms of manufacturing left. Now, look, there's people that believe there's other reasons why manufacturing left in the sense that we found other ways to produce things besides just assembly lines and things like that. True, but the things that we used to produce here, we don't produce here anymore. So in the short term, if these tariffs stay, yeah, goods are going to go up. There's no doubt about that. The price on things are going to go up. Absolutely. Anything you buy overseas, which is a lot of the things. I mean, there's, the United States of America, we don't sadly make a lot of the shoes here and the clothes here and everything else. Yeah, we've talked about this for years with, Nike. Every pair of Nikes made in China and, in the slave wages by the Uyghurs. And we've talked about, their woke stances on things, but they make their shoes over there. So, yeah, expect the prices to go up. President's point is, in the long term, this is going to be a reset. And these countries are going to decide that they're going to invest in America and they're going to do better. And then everybody's going to benefit. And then this is a long term economic approach here. And this is something the United States is going to win at. Matt, I sent you a clip. You don't worry about the video. I just need the audio of this. This is the president speaking about the impacts that the tariffs that are being imposed by countries like Canada, for example, Australia and others on the United States of America. Take a listen.
These actions, we're also standing up for our great farmers and ranchers who are brutalized by nations all over the world. Brutalized. Canada, by the way, imposes a 250 to 300% tariff on many of our dairy products. They do the first can of milk. They do the first little carton of milk at a very low price. But after that, it gets bad, and then it gets up to 275-300%. So when they're figuring what's Canada charging, they say, "Oh, about 2%, 3%." But take a look at what happens down the road. When you look a little bit, it's not a pretty picture, and we don't like it, and it's not fair. It's not fair to our farmers. It's not fair to our country. And with countries like Canada, you know, we subsidize a lot of countries and keep them going and keep them in business. In the case of Mexico, it's $300 billion a year. In the case of Canada, it's close to $200 billion a year. And I say, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I mean, at what point do we say you got to work for yourselves and you got to, this is why we have the big deficits. This is why we have that amount of debt that's been placed on our heads over the last number of years. And we're really not taking it anymore. Through non-tariff barriers, the European Union bans imports of most American poultry. You understand? They say, we want to send you our cars, we want to send you everything, but we're not going to take anything that you have. Australia bans, and they're wonderful people and wonderful everything, but they ban American beef, yet we imported $3 billion of Australian beef from them just last year alone. They won't take any of our beef. They don't want it because they don't want it to affect their farmers. And you know what? I don't blame them, but we're doing the same thing right now, starting about midnight tonight, I would say.
So a couple of other things to point out here. When you're thinking about the this today, I mean, this is something, and Trump mentioned this in his speech earlier, he's been talking about for decades. There's a famous clip of him on the Oprah Winfrey show in the 80s talking about America being taken advantage by all these countries and getting screwed by all these countries. And that was even pre-NAFTA that he was saying that in the 80s. He ran on this. He said he was going to do this. He went out and campaigned on this. And for a lot of people who are concerned about the impact this is going to have on the price of goods, let's hope these countries turn around and say, all right, we're not going to impose these tariffs on the United States anymore. And that would be a great outcome. That's the outcome everybody can hope for. That's the outcome that everybody would love. And it's the outcome that everybody would absolutely. This is the, oh, you have it, Matt. This is President Trump on the Oprah Winfrey show, not as president, obviously, back in the 1980s as a young guy, talking about how the United States gets screwed by all these other countries around the world. Take a listen.
And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
Now, let's see. Repub Philly Doc. I gotta get my glasses on because I can't see. I'm very satisfied with the president's approach. The USA has become a paper tiger with respect to trade. Everybody in the past knew the U.S. was bluffing. Now they suspect the USA isn't bluffing anymore. Let's go to Linda. She is in Connecticut. Her reaction to President Trump's tariffs. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Zioliami. I love the tariff idea. I'm not an economist. I can't predict what's going to happen, but we can't possibly be keep doing what we've been doing for the last 30 years, and especially the last 4 years. So I'm all for it. Bring it on. There's a chance to pivot. Things can be adjusted if the intended consequences don't happen.
Right.
Anybody who's afraid of this is probably because, for whatever reason, they have ulterior motives. But for the average American, I love that the auto workers. I mean, can you imagine building factories? Just a little thing. I used to be in commercial printing 30 years. Printing companies don't exist anymore because of the market, because of computers, because of a lot of varieties. Everybody who was in that industry had to pivot. So for anybody who's got to pivot because of whatever adjustments the economy is going to take, that's what we do as Americans. We figure it out.
Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call. Have a great day. Thanks for calling from Connecticut.
Bye-bye.
Love that you're listening up there. That's awesome. So Look, I think these other countries right now are going to be scrambling to call the White House and negotiate a deal, don't you? I mean, it seems pretty obvious. They're not just going to sit back and take 50%, 60%, 70%, whatever, the 40%. Again, the strategy of coming out and saying these countries are imposing these tariffs on us, we're going to hit back with half. It's hard to argue from a political perspective, hey, we could have matched what you do to us. We're going to be nice about it and just do halfway. And I would imagine those countries are going to be calling the White House and saying, what could we do to lower this number? Wouldn't you think? And it just seems to be common sense 101. They're going to be calling the White House and saying, what can we do to get this number down, Mr. President, so that we can continue to send our goods to the United States of America and we can not have to raise prices in such a way that people stop buying them in the United States of America? Because ultimately, all these things are going to be paid by the consumer. I think that's true about any tax. So if that means that all of a sudden those cheap products that you're buying overseas now are really expensive ones and you're not buying them anymore because you have just made a choice not to because they're too expensive, well, then those countries are going to lose major revenue. So I would imagine the phone's going to be ringing and they're going to be saying, what can we do to bring this number down? And he outlined what they can do. They can just lower the base tariff that they have against the United States. Not that complicated. There is something about the auto workers, though, and this is an important note. These other foreign companies that are opening up plants in the United States, it's good business for them to do so. And I think you're going to see more of that. Regardless of what happens with this, I just think you're going to see more of that. I think they've realized now that investing in America and building a certain portion of their cars here, whether it's a line of cars or it's all of their cars that are sold in the United States, makes a lot of economic sense for them. That's why they have been doing it already. There's a lot of companies that have U.S. plants here, big plants, big presence here. I think you're going to see more of that as a result of this. I do, either way. But the key to keep in mind here is what you heard from the president is flexibility. I mean, he didn't come out here and say, we're doing this no matter what. They can call me and they can beg and I'm still going to impose these tariffs. He said, and the quote was pretty, I'll read it to you in case you missed it. I'll read it to you. He said, and I quote, let's see if I can find this here. I mean, there's a lot coming at me here, so you gotta give me a break. This is all kind of happening, during our show. So to all the foreign presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, ambassadors, and everybody else who will soon be calling to ask for exemptions to these tariffs, I say terminate your own tariffs. Drop your barriers. Don't manipulate your currencies. And start buying tens of billions of dollars of American goods. I mean, that's reasonable. I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't see how anybody can say that that's unreasonable. They're going to be calling. Of course they are. Every country is going to be calling. And they're all going to be saying the same thing. What deal can we make here? We have a lot of stuff. We import a lot of stuff from Vietnam, for example. A lot of furniture from Vietnam and clothing. Cambodia and Bangladesh, too. These countries are going to be hit. I don't have the exact numbers, if I could pull up the chart here, but let's just say broadly it's 40, 50%, right? Well, that means that the price of those goods from those countries is going to go up, which means people might think twice about buying them because they can't buy cheap furniture anymore. So then maybe they'll turn around and buy Amish-made furniture, or they'll buy furniture made in the United States of America, or maybe they just won't buy furniture. Maybe they just won't buy new furniture. Either way, those countries are going to suffer then if nobody's buying their products. So then, I mean, obviously, you have 46% tariff on Vietnam because they impose a 90% tariff on the goods that they send to America. So, I mean, obviously, Vietnam's calling the White House going, hey, about that 90%. Because they don't want to lose out on the market in the United States. And then the furniture stores that sell the furniture in America that's made in Vietnam, and they have to now jack up those prices so people are not going to buy them. Well, those countries don't want that. I mean, everybody's thinking about the impact it's going to have on the furniture store. But the manufacturers in Vietnam don't want that to happen. They want to still be able to manufacture those things in those countries, send them here to the United States, at a cheap rate and have you buy them at a cheap rate. Or, you know, they finish them in the United States of America, but they're really made in Vietnam or they're made in another country or something like that. They want to continue. They want to keep doing those things. So if they drop the tariff, it sounds like Trump's going to drop the tariff. That's what I mean. That's what I heard today. That's what I got out of this message. Like, we're not going to be screwed and take and have to absorb all this. You drop your tariffs. We'll drop our tariffs. It's kind of, it certainly sounds fair. I'm not an economist, but it certainly just sounds fair. And certainly the way he said it sounds fair. And I think it's a message that people hear and they go, yeah, I mean, why is it fair that they get to impose all these tariffs on the stuff that the United States of America sends to their countries? And I mean, that's crazy. So if we send them stuff, they're charging us 90% on the goods that we make here, so that we don't have a chance of competing in that marketplace. We have no chance of competing in that marketplace, none whatsoever. If they're gonna charge us 90%, so that means that the Amish farmer that makes that beautiful Amish woodwork, whatever it is, wants to sell in Vietnam, they're gonna get a 90% tariff on top of that. Who the hell's gonna buy that? Nobody. So you see the point that the president's making, which is that there's a reason why the United States is not exporting lots of cars. We're importing lots of cars. We're not exporting lots of cars. Because if the minute the car hits the EU, it gets hit with a tariff, and now the price of that car goes up dramatically, and so nobody's going to buy it. They're going to buy a European car. I would imagine these countries, it would be stupid of them to just sit back and just not try to change this, wouldn't it? I mean, it's kind of just common sense 101. Wouldn't you think that? Israel hits the United States with a 33% tariff. National Review says Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, in anticipation of Trump's announcement, signed a plan to eliminate any tariffs targeting American imports. If that's not done, the tariffs on Israel will be 17%. So, I understand the fear that this is going to cause prices to spike. I get that. And it will if these tariffs stay in place. I just can't imagine countries around the world sitting there and not trying to pick up the phone. I guess they're getting probably a lot of busy signals at the White House right now is what I would assume. Certainly, if I'm a European country right now or an Asian country, I'm hearing this and I'm going, my God, we got to drop our tariffs against the United States of America. Right? Why would they keep imposing tariffs on American goods, knowing that also we're not really exporting much to those countries to begin with? They're going to drop the tariffs. This just seems to make a lot of sense in terms of what the mental game here is with these people. They're just going to turn around and go, that's fine. Whatever goods we send you, slap a 46% tariff on it. The prices will rise and people won't buy our stuff anymore. And that's really our whole entire economy is driven by what we export to the United States of America. Do you really just think they're going to sit back and go, that's fine. It's all good. Of course not. I'd be shocked if Vietnam has not already reached out to the president to say, whoa, what could we do? How do we make this actually fair? Now, the one thing that in the short term we have to figure out, and I don't know if in this executive order, and I'm sure more details will come out in the days, is that, you know, even things that are made in the U.S. are made with a lot of foreign parts. So will there be exemptions for those foreign parts if a certain percentage of the product is made here in the United States of America? Take a car, for example. If a certain piece of it is made in Mexico, will there be exemptions for that so it doesn't rise the price of the American automobile? Because that would be counterproductive. I don't know. I mean, those are all the things that I assume will get worked out, should be worked out. Because what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to have happen that you've got an American car that needs a certain component because we just don't have the ability yet to make those parts here in the United States yet. And then now the price of the American automobile is going to rise. You don't want that to happen. But obviously, we want to compete in the world. We want to send our goods overseas. We want to sell our products overseas. And so if they drop the tariffs on us and we drop the tariffs on them, I mean, isn't that the very definition of fair? What am I missing here? What am I missing? I'm, I'm not the smartest guy when it comes to math, but it just seems like 90 is greater than 46 and 0 is equal to 0. So if you don't have tariffs and they don't have tariffs and we don't have tariffs and nobody has tariffs, then you don't have tariffs anymore. If they're going to be, if there's going to be a 10% baseline tariff that the president believes is going to stay no matter what, and then that's going to be what drives all this money into America to eventually get rid of the income tax. Well, I mean, these countries can deal with 10%, and we can deal with 10% back. It's not the end of the world, right? I mean, if it all comes down to 10%, okay, that's a lot better than where we are right now with all these countries around the world, right? I mean, there's not, it doesn't seem to me that if after all this is over, and we walk away with 10% tariffs, and it's 10% on Mexico and Canada, and whatever we send to them is 10%. I don't know. That's fair, isn't it? Isn't that literally fair, like free and fair trade? Am I missing something? I don't know. If I am, let me know, because maybe I'm just not getting it. I don't know. 855-839-1210. Let me take a quick break. We got a lot of stuff. We're loaded up on spots, obviously, because we took the entire address from the president. Give me a reaction. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. This is obviously the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. You want to go see him today. Now, you also want to make your plans for your summer vacation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com right now and making your reservation, starting with Memorial Day weekend. Because Memorial Day weekend is going to be here before you know it. And welcome summer. I'm excited. You're excited, too. So make your stay for the beautiful Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You're going to love it there. And you'll love joining us on June 20th, Friday, June 20th, for our first live show of the year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our live shows always are. And the best part is that when you stay at the Grand Hotel midweek, the longer you stay, the more you save in terms of getting back resort credits. Resort credits that you can use at Hemingway's restaurant for great food and drinks, the outdoor pool bar, beachside concession stand, even the gift shop to take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. It's all right there for you at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Longer you stay, the more resort credits you get, and those resort credits are used right on site. Everybody wins. Plus, a lot of their rooms have suites, townhomes. They've got kitchenettes, refrigerators, and a great way for you to save money by buying some food and bringing your own drinks. And that's okay at the Grand Hotel. They don't mind. But you'll also love the wonderful food and drink offerings at Hemingway's and at the outdoor pool bar. So make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
On the United States of America, that is the question that we will have to see. We will have to wait and see, because these countries are obviously going to be doing it. But these are, let's understand, let's be very clear here. We're talking about government-imposed tariffs on goods that enter their countries, that enter from the United States of America, that enter their countries. That's what we're talking about here. So let's be clear on that as we talk about the subject. So a country passes a law that says whatever American goods enter their country, they're going to be slapped with a tariff of X amount of dollars or X amount percent, whatever it is, on the price of that good. And that's what we're discussing. Will those countries then lower the tariff that they impose on the United States of America when our goods reach their country? That's what we're discussing right now. That's the question. 855-839-1210. That's what Trump is hoping happens here. And obviously, I think everybody should hope that that happens. I don't see why anybody would be against that. Like, who would be advocating for these countries to impose tariffs on the United States of America? Preston is in Nashville. Preston, what's going on, my man?
Doing well, Rich. How are you, sir?
Doing well, buddy.
Good. Hey, I was thinking, all right, I'm really glad you played that clip with Trump with Oprah Winfrey, because it's not like he was sitting around last year going, well, maybe we should do something about tariffs. He's been thinking about this for 40 years.
Right.
And if people don't realize, before he was president, he was a businessman. A businessman knows about tariffs. And the fact is that if he didn't think this was going to make America great again, I don't believe he would have done it. That's my thought.
Well, I think if it doesn't work, he's going to pivot and adjust because he doesn't want to be unpopular. And if this turns into be an economic nightmare, he's not going to just go forward with it for the sake of doing that because he does not want to go down as an unpopular president. And I think that that's the insurance policy that everybody should take into account.
I think you're right, but I really think those the countries that you talked about are going to be calling him and going, you know what, let's talk. Let's, you know, party here a little bit.
I would imagine I would if I were them. That's what I'd be doing right now. I'd be picking up the phone and calling him. So I think you're probably getting a busy signal at the White House because I would imagine so many countries are calling. Preston, always good to see you at Cape May. I appreciate you making the trip up from Nashville. Hopefully you'll do it June 20th when we're back there.
I'll be there in December to see you.
Are you coming back in December? All right, December 19th, Preston. We'll look forward to that, buddy.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
You got it. Absolutely. Tracy is in Lansdale. Tracy, hi.
Hi, Rich.
How are you doing tonight, Tracy?
I'm good. I wanted to tell you that I went to the grocery store last night, and I picked up a package of tortellini and brought it home and looked at it and realized it was from Canada. So,
well, first of all, you should never be buying pasta from Canada. You should be buying pasta from Italy, but that's for another show.
I know. I didn't realize until I got home, but I was thinking, should I go back and buy more, though? Because what if the price is jacked up? It was at a good deal. So, you know.
Well, there are companies that make pasta in the United States. They do a great job, too. There's a lot of really good companies that make their pasta here in America.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to also let you know that I was listening to an interview today with the conservative candidate in Canada, Pierre Poilievre.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if his reaction to this would be that he would immediately impose retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. and then that he would, once elected, hopefully if he gets elected, that he would pick up the phone and call Trump and talk to Trump. And he said, you know, like work things out and get this squared away because he feels like it's going to hurt both countries. So I thought that was good to hear him kind of get more practical about it instead of trying to sound so tough. He sounded a little more like practical.
I hope so, because we don't want a trade war. That's not good for anybody, obviously. But, so that would be the outcome. Yeah.
Yeah. But what's confusing, though, is I looked on Grok about our tariffs with Canada, and it's like Trump was saying, there's a certain amount that they will allow in at a certain rate, a really small rate. And then after that, it jacks up to like 250, 300%, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we also do the same thing to them. So I'm thinking, I just like, if we do the same thing to them with quota tariffs, then, you know, I trust Trump because he is a brilliant businessman. I feel like he is definitely sad to crunch the numbers. And if he feels like it's not balanced, you know, then that's the only reason why he's doing this, because you hear Canadians complaining, oh, but it's only a certain amount. It's after a certain amount, and it's, you know, then we charge the tariffs. But it's like, okay, but there must be something unfair about it. Otherwise, Trump wouldn't be doing this, because he's not like, you know, like a ruthless businessman. He's fair.
I don't think he wants to see the United States economically hurt. I don't think that's his motivation with this. I think Tracy, and thank you for the call. I got to run, but that's the thing. He wants this to be a success. He believes it's going to be. I just believe these countries are going to blink. That's my belief. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I just see them blinking. All right. Big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. I got a bunch of other things to get to besides tariffs. And I want to tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy, great friend, the master of dental implants. You got to go see a dentist. They say you should see a dentist twice a year because your gum health, it all matters. Your gum health and your whole body health, your gut microbiome, all of it is connected. Dr. Mike has been the master of implant dentistry for over 10 years. 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been leading the way and recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today. Go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. It's easy. You get a free implant consultation, and he can be your family dentist as well, just like he's mine. even does emergency dental work. If you have root canals or anything like that, you need emergency dental repair. If you have a cracked tooth, Dr. Mike's there for you as well. 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's too much at stake money-wise in the United States of America for companies that export products to countries around the world for that to occur. So I don't see it happening. But, you know, look, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I can only work with what I can tell you. My gut tells me that's how I run this shit. So how I do the show. I think, you know, my gut tells me that these countries are going to blink, you know, and like Johnny Cook, my buddy, you know, on Twitter, he is ardently opposed to this. He says, if these countries impose these disadvantages upon themselves, why is it our problem? Trump doesn't view it that way. Trump views it as it's hurting American producers and businesses and manufacturers who would otherwise be making more money by exporting their goods to those countries that impose those tariffs. And he wants to level the playing field. I imagine that those countries are going to want to level the playing field too after this. That's my gut. That's what it tells me. I don't see this resulting in massive global trade war. I don't see it. Look, I've been wrong before. It's rare, but could happen, certainly. We'll have to see. I just think, you know, it's probably going to be that as the result of this. Because why would you want to have the United States of America impose all these tariffs on your country? Like, you wouldn't. And if he's sincere about saying, hey, call me and drop your tariffs, I would imagine that's exactly what they're going to do. All right, Ammons Roofing and Siding. I'll come back. Actually, let me do this. Quick break. Come right back. Fourth and final hour straight ahead. I'll talk about Ammons on the other side. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.